नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय आचिष्यन्ति
svačije materijalne želje. Smisao. U Bhagavad Giti je rečeno 7.20 Kama i starih tai kritta jana prapatjante njadivata ha. Oni čiji su umovi i postavi izopačeni pod uticajem materijalnih želja predaju se polubogovi. Stoga reč manušja, koja znači ljudsko biće, ovdje ukazuje na onoga koji ne poznaje pravi cilj života. Takva osoba želi da se rodi u uzvišenoj porodici i posjeduje obrazovanje, lepotu i neograničeno bogatstvo koji su poželjni u ovom materijalnom svijetu i tako uživa u materijalnom svijetu. Onaj koji je zaboravio pravi cilj života može obožavati boginju Durgu, Mašakti, pod različitim imenima, u različite svrhe i na različitim mjestima. Kao što postoji mnogo svetih mjesta za obožavanje Krišne, tako u Indiji postoji mnogo svetih mjesta za obožavanje Durga Devi ili Maja Devi, koja se rodila kao ćer Jašode. Nakon što je prevarila Kansu, Maja Devi se ekspandirala na razne mjesta, posebno u Vindhjačali, da bi prihvatila redovno obožavanje običnih ljudi. Ljudsko biće se zapravo treba zanimati za razumevanje Atma Tatve, istine o Atmi, duhovnoj duši, i Paramatmi, vrhovnoj duši. Oni koji se zanimaju za Atma Tatvu, obožavaju svevišnju božansku ličnost. Jasmin vidjate sarvam evam vidjetam bavati. Međutim, kao što će biti objašnjeno u sljedećem stihu ovog poglavlja, oni koji ne mogu shvatiti Atma Tatvu, a paschetam Atma Tatvam, obožavaju yoga maju i njenim različitim oblicima. Zato Šrimad Bhagavatam 2.1.2 izjavljuje Šuta vyadini rađenja ninam santi sahasraša, a paschetam Atma Tatvam, vihišu vihamidinam. O care, oni koji su obuzeti materijalnim djelatnostima, slepi za znanje o krajnjoj istini, slušaju o raznim temama u ljudskom društvu. Oni koji žele da ostanu u ovom materijalnom svijetu i koje ne zanima duhovno spasenje, imaju mnogo dužnosti, ali jedina dužnost onoga koji želi da dostigne duhovno oslobođenje je da se potpuno preda Krišni, sarvadharmam paritjaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Takvu osobu ne zanima materijalno uživanje. Žrtvujući životinje, obično ljudsko biće ćete raskošno obožavati sa raznom parafernalijom, jer si najbolja od polubogova koji mogu ispuniti svačije materijalne želje.
Imam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Haskatya Tishatadi.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this verse, Durga, or Maya Shakti, is referred to. This verse is a description of Durga or Maya Shakti.
U ovom stihu je opisana Durga ili Maya Shakti.
There are many people who worship Maya Devi either consciously or unconsciously.
Postoje jako puno ljudi koje svesno ili nesvesno obožavaju Durga Maju.
Most of the people worship her subconsciously.
Većina ljudi je obožava podsvesno.
By they do that by running after goals which the material energy puts before their eyes.
I oni to rade na način tako što jure za materijalnom energijom.
But they will never get it.
Ali oni nikada ne dolaze.
Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a deer which runs into the desert. To find water there.
I Srila Prabhupada daje poređenje jelena koji ide u pustinju i potrazi za vodom.
It is the deer runs after what is called a fata morgana.
I jelen traga za onim što se naziva fata morgana.
I do not know if you ever visited a real desert.
Ja ne znam da ste stvarno posjetili ikada pravu pustinju.
But I had once the opportunity to go to Afghanistan and saw what was
situation.
Our bus broke down and we had to, it was in the midst of the desert, so we are devotees, so we immediately cooked some prasadam to get over the problem by eating.
I to je bilo u programu i mi smo se našli u sred pustinje i mi smo odmah da bi izišli iz problema skuvali neki prasadam.
And then I remember I was walking a little bit into the desert after all we had been for 14 days in a bus.
I ja sam malo izašao da prošetam jer ja sam 14 dana smo putovali u tom bus.
And all of a sudden it started. There was a kind of oasis in the desert.
I u jednom trenutku se pojavilo, vidio sam oazu u pustinji.
And it looked very real actually.
Izgledala je jako istinito.
I wanted to go there, but then I understood well, there is no, this is not possible. This is just an illusion. Let us go back to the bus and see what can be done with the engine.
I ja sam htio da odim tamo, ali rekao sam, ima kakva korist, bolje se vratim u autobus i da vidim šta se desilo sa mašinom.
But imagine you are really thirsty and you see a hope to quench your thirst in an oasis, then you just go to the Fata Morgana and you try to find the water there.
Ali zamislite ako ste stvarno jako žedni i onda želite da odete do te Fata Morgane da utolite žeđ.
In the same way, the conditioned soul in this material energy is really thirsty.
I na sličan način uslovljena duša u materijalnom svijetu je zaista žedna.
It is described that the soul is bhaktu, that means it must be maintained.
I opisano je da je duhovna duša bhaktu ili mora se na neki način održavati.
In this material world, life, if you do not get regular food and sleep, This is a very great problem.
I u materijalnom svijetu, ako nemate regularnu hranu i spavanje, to je jako veliki problem.
We do not exist independently.
Ne možemo postojati nezavisno.
In the same way, the soul is not independent.
Na sličan način, duša je nezavisna.
So when we have lost Krishna, we just looking for him, but we only find Maya, an illusory representation.
I kad izgubimo Krishna, onda mi tragamo za njim, ali zapravo ne lizimo samo na Maju ili iluzornu reprezentaciju.
The greatest illusion is that one will become happy in this world by finding a good wife or a good husband.
A najveća iluzija je da neko u ovom materijalnom svijetu nađe zapravo dobru ženu ili dobrog muža.
This is a reflection, it is said, of the rasa which goes on between Radha and Krishna.
I to je zapravo odraz rasa, odnosno lile koja se dešava između Gopi i Krishna.
However, this reflection cannot satisfy anyone, just like the reflection of a Fatamorgana cannot satisfy anyone.
I kao što taj odraz zapravo ne može zadovoljiti nikoga, baš kao što Fatamorgana ne može zadovoljiti nikoga.
The whole world runs after this reflection.
I čita svijet ide u smjeru tog odraza.
It is a reflection of the highest spiritual pleasure.
I to je refleksija najvišeg spiritualnog zadovoljstva.
But when this relationship of Radha and Krishna becomes reflected in this material world, it is the lowest.
Ali kada taj odraz između Radha i Krishna biva prenesen u materijalni svijet, onda je on najniži.
When we came here to Serbia, we saw many prostitutes on the land road to in Hungary.
I kada smo išli prema Srbiji, onda smo vidjeli jako puno prostitutki koji su bili na putu kroz Mađarsku.
And I couldn't understand what they were doing there.
Ja nisam shvatao šta oni tamo rade.
But I was informed that sometimes cars stop and they apparently try to enjoy inside the car.
I onda sam shvatio, rekli mi da oni očekuju da se neka kola zaustave i onda da očigledno da imaju uživanje.
My fantasy couldn't imagine how it is possible, but I was informed it is possible.
Moja fantazija nije mogla shvatiti kako je to moguće, ali sam bio informisan da je to moguće.
So I had to believe the authorities.
Stoga sam morao da vjerujem da se uvjerim.
But see, the people are becoming so degraded, actually, that they go for the lowest things.
Ljudi su danas tako degradirani da tragaju za najnižim stvarima.
Now, it is, as we were saying, a reflection. The original pure relationship exists between Radha and Krishna in this virtual world.
Kao što smo rekli, taj izvorna refleksija potiče u duhovnom svijetu između Radhe i Krishne.
Now in this world, the relationship between man and woman is regulated by marriage.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu taj odnos između muškarca i žene je regulisan brakom.
When it is a relationship outside of the marriage, it is often seen that it is a very uncontrolled and wild and beset with many problems.
I možemo vidjeti da ukoliko to nije sređeno brakom, onda ti odnosi van braka imaju puno problema i nekontrolisani.
But in the spiritual world, Krishna and Radha, they meet in what is called the Parakya Ras, the unmarried relationship.
Ali kao što može vidjeti u duhovnom svijetu, taj odnos između Radha i Krishna se zove Parakya Ras ili
In this world, a social agreement is necessary, or is seen to be necessary, between man and wife.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu taj društveni odnos, zapravo to uređenje braka je neophodno.
But see, in the spirit of birth, we understand that everyone is a part of Krishna. Krishna is the only master. Everyone is related to Krishna.
Međutim, u duhovnom svijetu Krishna je u centru i svaka povezan sa njim.
So there is no social agreement necessary.
Tako da nisu potrebne neke društvene norme, društvene zakonitosti.
So just like if someone in this world wants to become a devotee, there should not be any social arrangement necessary.
I ako neko u ovom materijalnom svijetu želi da postane bhakta, onda nisu potrebne nikakve društvene zakonitosti.
But because this is a world of illusion, you have to get the approval of your parents, or your society wants to give its approval or disapproval.
Ali pošto je ipak materijalni svijet, onda morate dobiti odobrenje od roditelja ili od društva.
And in this way they want to regulate the functions of the eternal relationship which we all have to God.
I stoga oni pokušavaju da regulišu zapravo taj te odnose koje imamo sa Bogom.
So when a devotee hears about this parakriya rasa between Radha and Krishna, he is very, very careful.
I kada duhovna duša čuje za te odnos parakije rase, ona postaje jako pažljiva.
He even shies away from it. I'm not confident that you know English well enough to translate. It's a great persuasion. But there is no better one than you, I understand this also. Very difficult to speak if one does not have confidence in the translator. Not that you that I'm just that I have no faith because you do not know the word shy away, but because you don't know it, I just conclude you know other words also not. You must please go talk about this in this temple so that at least there's a proper translation. Coming to make sure to the devotees and the devas get the right understanding. You could also run for something which you're not qualified to do. Yeah, but maybe there's something more important than running. Then there's only shelter. Okay, it's the wild beast. So do we want to change the ritual status? So we hope that Srinivas will know. What?
We shy away from
the hearing about Radha and Krishna's intimate relationship.
Slušajući te intimne zabave Rade i Krišne.
Because we do not want to misunderstand it.
Jer mi ne želimo da ih pogrešno razumemo.
And in this way create an offense in our spiritual life.
Na taj način radimo uvrede u našem duhovnom životu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi was very renounced.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je kao sannyasi bio veoma odvojen.
He would not allow that even his disciples would make an female disciples would make an obeisance before him.
On nije dozvoljavao čak da ni da njegove učenice modaju poštovanje pred njim.
But although he was like this, he said that there is no higher form of worship of Krishna than that of the gopis under the guidance of Srimati Radharani Sri Krishna.
Ali ipak pored toga on je rekao da je, da nema više višeg obožavanja od obožavanja gopi gopije
Krishna. Who worshipped Krishna even at the risk of social disagreement.
Koji su obožavali Krishnu čak i pod rizikom društvenog nerazumevanja, slaganja.
They left the borders of social convention to meet the Lord.
One su da bi sreli svoga gospodina, gospodara, napustile zapravo prevazišle te granice socijalnih konvencija.
So I want to tell you, you just lead us on this, so that we also become inspired to put Krishna at the forefront of our attention.
Ja bih želio da ispričam nekoliko lila u vezi sa ovim, tako da mi također budemo inspirisani da stavimo Krišnu kao cilj naše pažnje.
Yes, that is most important to us.
To je za nas najvažnije.
See, once, Srimati Radharani is married to Abhimanyu. I have to explain this to you.
Moram da vam objasnim, to znate da je Srimati Radharani udata za Abhimanyu.
They live in a house with walls of gold.
Oni žive u kući sa zidovima od zlata.
And Krishna sometimes visits Srimati Radharani there.
I Krishna ponekad posjećuje Srimati Radharani tamo.
Now this is not allowed. A married woman receives a different man.
Ali to nije dozvoljeno da udata žena dočekuje drugog muškarca.
So once when Krishna was together with Srimati Radharani in Abhimanyu's house, he saw from a different distance that Abhimanyu was coming.
Jedno kad je Krishna bio zajedno sa Srimati Radharani u njenoj kući, vidio je iz daleka kako Abhimanyu dolazi.
So he quickly disguised himself as Abhimanyu.
I onda se on brzo prerušio u Abhimanyu.
That you couldn't see the difference.
Tako da niste mogli da vidite uopšte razliku.
Krishna just is of course the all-powerful Lord, so he can do such things.
Krishna je naravno svemogući gospodin i on može da uradi takve stvari.
And then he went to the he went to Yatila, and who is the stepmother of Radharani.
I onda je otišao do Yatile, koja je pomajka Radharani.
He is a pomajka, huh? And she is the maika of Abhimanyu.
Ona je zapravo svekrva.
And he said, see, mother, there this nonsense Krishna is coming. He's dressed up as if he is Abhimanyu.
On je on rekao njoj, vidi, onaj Krishna dolazi i on je bučen kao Abhimanyu.
And so Yatila looking and her son is just thinking he was Krishna who wanted to see her daughter-in-law.
And Yatila pogledala Abhimanyu, njeno sina, i pomislila je da je on Krishna koji je želao, koji je došao da ukrade njenu snaju.
So he Yatila took a bucket full of water. She climbed on the balcony, and when her son came, he just went like
shh. Yatila uzela kovu, napunila je vodom, i kada je njen sin došao, ona se popela na balkon i prosila vodu na njega.
There was some earth and grass on the roof, so she took it and threw it down. Then she took a broom and said, you rest with Krishna, how do you dare to dress up as if you were my son and in this way pollute the chastity of Srimati Radharani.
Kada je uzela zemlju i travu koja je bila tu na krovu i počela njome da gađa Abhimanyu i da viče, uzela je metlu i počela da ga tera, da viče, ti nitkove Krishna, preopukli se u Abhimanyu i došao si ovde da zagadiš čestitost moje čerke, moje snaje Radharani.
So, Abhimanyu said, mother, don't you recognize me? What are you doing? You know, she attacked
him. Abhimanyu rekao, majko, pa što ti radiš da me prepoznaješ? A ona ga je napala sa metlom.
Yes. Another time, Krishna was with Srimati Radharani.
Jedan drugi put Krišna bio sa Srimati Radharani.
And at that time Kautila, which is the sister of Abhimanyu, came by the room and heard how they talked.
I Kautila, koja je Abhimanyuova sestra, je došla do sobe i čula kako oni razgovaraju.
And Kautila thought, this is my chance. I always knew Krishna was with Srimati Radharani.
I Kautila je pomislila, ovo je moja šansa. Od ovih sam znala da je Krišna sa Srimati Radharani.
Now I will find Krishna red.
I sada ću imati dokaz za to.
So she burst in the room.
Kada je uletela u sobu.
But Krishna had disappeared.
Krišna je nestao.
I knew, said Kautila to Srimati Radharani, you were just together with Krishna.
Ja znam, rekla je Kautila Srimati Radharani, ti si upravo bila sajde sa Krišnom.
Radha just looked on the floor.
Radha je samo pogledala u hod.
Where is this master from? Kautila.
Gde je taj niko otišao, rekla Kautila.
Then she found on the bed of Srimati Radharani the proof of Krishna's blue.
I ona je našla na krevetu Srimati Radharani dokaz, to je bila Krišna flauta.
So she took the flute and said, aha, here is the flute.
Onda je vidjela flauta i rekla, aha, ovdje je flauta.
And she called the whole village of Vrindavan to get together.
I onda je sazvala čitavo selo Vrindavan.
And said, here is the flute. Krishna is seeing Srimati Radharani. This is a scandal.
Onda je rekla, evo dokaza, Krishna posjećuje Srimati Radharani, to je skandal.
Now, at that time, Purnamasi came.
I u tom trenutku Purnamasi je došla.
Purnamasi is Yoga Maya.
Purnamasi je Yoga Maya.
Who arranges the pastimes of the Lord.
Koja aranžira gospodine zabave.
And she said to to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, what is the commotion here? What is the big excitement?
Onda ona je upitala stanovnike Vrindavana, kakve to gušlo ovdje, kakve to izbuđenje?
So they said, well, Krishna is with Radha and he has the flute. It is the flute was found on her bed.
Onda su oni rekli, Krishna je bio sa Radom i mi imamo dokaz, njegov flauta je nađena na njima krevetu.
And Yatila and Kautila, the step mother and the mother-in-law and the daughter is part of this relationship. They were all excited. Yes.
Yatila i Kautila su bile veoma uzbuđene.
But Purnamasi was just laughing.
Purnamasi se samo smejala.
He said, you are so naive.
Vi ste tako naivni.
You don't know that last night there was a flute shower all over the garden.
Ne znate da je prošle noći padale kiša flauta u čitom Vrindavanu.
She said to you, Yatila, just go to your bed. See, there's also a flute.
Samo idi tamo po krevetu i vidiš, tamo se sigurno nalazi flauta.
Went inside the bed, the sleeping room, and then on the bed she found a beautiful flute made with dragul.
Vezila bila potpuno zbunjena i otišla da se okrevete i tamo našla predivnu flautu sačinjenu od dragulja.
And became totally wild and said, Ishmiti, I was so naive, I didn't know that there's a future.
Ona potpuno pregledala i rekla, izvinite, nisam znala da su padale flaute.
So in this way you can see all of Vrindavan actually knows that about the extremely sweet relationship between Radha and Krishna.
I onda možete vidjeti zapravo ceo Vrindavan zna o tom izuzetno faktom odnose između Rade I Krišne.
And in fact everyone serves that relationship.
I zapravo svi služe taj odnos.
But at the same time it is kept a total secret.
Ali istovremeno to se drži kao potpuna tajna.
Which is necessary for the relationship to go on like this.
Koja je neophodna da bi taj odnos nastavio.
I will tell you one last lila. Once Srimati Radharani was very sad.
Srimati Radharani bila veoma tužna.
She thought, oh, I'm married to Abhimanyu and I cannot attain Krishna.
Ja pomislila, ja sam budeta za Abhimanyu I ne mogu da postignem Krishnu.
And on the top of it all, I'm suspected to be unchaste.
Povrst svega, svi sumnjuju da sam ja nevernik.
And it is a fact, I'm the most unchaste.
I to je činjenica, ja sam najnevernija.
So Krishna, who could understand the limitation of Srimati Radharani, thought to make an arrangement.
Na Krishna koji je shvatio to žalkojku Srimati Radharani,
Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding him. All of a sudden, he became unconscious and he rolled from the lap in the dust of Raj.
Mother
Yashoda was shocked. Did I eat some poison so that my milk is poisonous and now my son has died?
Da li sam ja uzela neki otrov, tako da je moje mlijeko postalo otrovno I sada je moj sin umro.
She looked at Krishna and bathed him in her tears because he didn't move any longer.
Ona je gledala Krishnu I kupala ga svojim suzama, jer se više nije pokretala.
At the same time, Krishna extended himself into a very respectful looking doctor.
U isto vrijeme, Krishna se ekspandirao u veoma uglednog doktora.
And you will be interested to hear Mother Yashoda immediately called Nanda Maharaj that we must bring a doctor immediately.
I onda Yashoda je odmah rekla Nanda Maharaju, moramo odmah dovesti doktora.
So Nanda Maharaj went all over Vrindavan and finally met this one ancient of his wife, hair, big beard, this very authentic looking doctor.
Onda Nanda Maharaj otišao po čitavom Vrindavanu I napokon je naišao na jednog veoma autentičnog doktora koji izgleda veoma autentično sa dugom belom kosom I bradom.
Quick, come quick, you must save our son from the jaws of death.
Brzo, brzo dođi, moraš spasti našeg sina iz ralja smrti.
So the doctor came, father came and said, oh, that's very severe case, not easy to cure.
I onda je doktor došao, pogledao I rekao je, ovo je veoma ozbiljen, težak slučaj, nije ga lako izlečiti.
The only possibility actually is if we find a chaste woman who sprinkles water from the pot which she has carried.
Jedina mogućnost je, ako nađemo čestitu ženu koja ga poškropi vodom koji je nosila na vrčne svoje glavi.
Međutim. The pot must have 1,000 holes.
Taj vrč mora da ima 1,000 rubica.
But then the water will drain out of the pot.
Ali onda će voda...
Said
Nanda Maharaj.
No, said the doctor. If she is very chaste, it will remain inside that pot.
Ne, doctor. Ako je ona veoma čestita, voda će ostati u vrču.
But only a very chaste woman can lift the pot and carry it.
Ali samo veoma čestita žena može da podigne te vrče da ga nosi.
Okay, said Yashoda, I go. I will, I am very chaste, I will just bring the water. It will cost 1,000 fold.
U redu, rekla je Yashoda, ja ću ići, Yasmin also the directs of Yuri Rupa.
No, no, said the doctor. It doesn't work when the mother says
it. Doctor. To nema dejstva ako to majka dobi.
Divas find another wife. Chase from an advice. That should be a difficulty.
Moramo naći neku drugu čestitu ženu ovdje u građu. To ne bi trebalo da bude teško.
So, one woman after the other tried.
I onda jedna žena za drugom probala.
But whenever they put the water on their head, they just...
Oni bi popršali i stavili vrč sa vodom na glavu, onda bi bile polivane.
Finally the doctor said, well, I think we have to call Yatila and Kotila. They are very chaste.
Onda je napokon doktor rekao, mislim da bi trebalo posebno Yatilu i Kotilu, oni su veoma čestiti.
So when Yatila heard about this, she first was not so inspired because it was meant to help Krishna. But when Yashoda just implored her and told her, anyway, that you are the only chaste woman that seems here in Vrindavan, then Yatila, Kotila were very proud. Yes, that's okay.
Yatila prvo nije bila inspirisana da pomogne zato što se radilo o Krišni, ali onda kad je majka Yashoda molila, pa vi jedine čestite žene i vi jedino možete pomoći, onda su se ono ostale veoma ponosni.
First Kotila tried.
Prvo je Kotila probala.
But she became all wet and then crying back into her house.
Ali ona bila potpuno mokra i vratila se kući plakući.
Then he said, it seems sad, Yatila, I'm the only chaste woman around here. And she went to the Yamuna and took the water.
And Yatila rekla, izgleda sam ja jedina čestita žena ovdje. Onda je otišla do Yamune i napunila već vodu.
Just when she had put the thing on her head, looking triumphantly around, with a big gargling sound, the water just drained her totally.
Stavila te vrče na svoju glavu, veoma ponosna, sa zvukom voda je se slila iz nje.
And all of Vrindavan just laughed and laughed and laughed.
I čitav Vrindavan se samo smeje i smeje i smeje.
So then Yatila became very angry.
Onda se Yatila veoma razljutila.
Oh, Mother Yashoda, this is a total nonsense. Why do you believe this? I mean, who can carry a pot full of water which is 1,000 words?
Onda se Yatila razljutila. Oh, Mother Yashoda, to je potpuno glupost. Ko može da nosi na svojoj glavi vrč napunjen vodom sa 1,000 rupa?
Just like an elephant cannot drown in the water of the footprint of a calf.
Nešto što slon ne može da se udavi u vodi u otisku kafkova teleta.
And just like a snake cannot live on the head of Garuda.
I baš kao što zmija ne može da živi na Garudine glavi.
In the same way, water cannot remain in a pot with 1,000 holes. Anyone knows this.
Na isti način, voda ne može da ostane u vrču sa 1,000 rupa i svako to zna.
So they went to the doctor.
Oni su otišli do doktora.
The doctor was sitting there and shaking his head.
Doktor je sedeo tamo i odmahivao glavu.
Now even my last hope is gone that Krishna can be cured.
Sad je moja posljednja nada otišla, nestala da Krishnu, da možemo spasiti Krishnu.
Even Yatila and Kotila are totally characterless.
Čak i Yatila i Kotila su potpuno bez karaktera.
They cannot see their holes in their own character, but they want to find them in a pot.
Oni ne mogu vidjeti rupu u svom karakteru, svoj ličnosti, već žele da ih nađu u vrču.
I cannot find any chaste lady in Vrindavan. This is a scandal.
Ja ne mogu da nađem ni jednu čestitu ženu Vrindavan. To je skandal.
Then he said to him, stop, don't talk any longer. He said to the people of Vrindavan.
I onda rekao ljudima Vrindavana, stanite, nemojte više da pričate.
There must be someone who is chaste here.
Mora da postoji neka osoba koja je čestita.
And he did an astrological calculation.
Jedno radi da troši kalkulaciju.
Ja, ja, man, Radha.
Da, tako je, postoji jedna, to je Radha.
Bring Radha.
Dvejte Radu.
A, se li oči da je kotila.
Da, rek si, jesu li kutila i prijeli se ruke.
Zdobite se čak. You have nothing to love. You are a disgrace to the whole village of
Vrindavan.
Better you kill yourself. So brought Radharani. Radharani took the pot in the Yamuna. And her heart was pounding. But she thought, if I can save Krishna, this is my perfection. She put the pot
in
the head and brought it to
Krishna,
who was lying there in the dust, totally unconscious. And then she took a hand and put a drop on top of
Krishna.
Krishna was immediately waking up as if he came from a very deep sleep.
I Krishna se odmah probudio kao da se probudio iz dubokog sna.
And looked into the eyes of Radha.
I pogledao u oči Radha.
And this day the whole village of Vrindavan was drowned in an ocean of ecstasy.
Na taj način čitav selo Vrindavana je uzemalo u okean ekstaze.
Yes, Krishna always makes these pastimes to drown everyone in an ocean of ecstasy.
Krishna pravi ove zabave da bi utopio sve u okijenu snaza.
And you should not misunderstand. Yatila and Kotila are just helping that ocean to grow and have newer and newer waves.
I ne trebate povišno da sumeti. Yatila i Kotila samo pomažu da taj okijen raste i da ima nove i nove talove.
It is wrong to think that they are enemies of Krishna or something like that.
Površno mislite da su one Krishna i neprijatelji ili nešto slično.
But they help the divine pastime to unfold.
Ali one pomažu tim božanskim zabavama da se otkrivaju.
So that is actually the place where we also want to go.
To je zapravo mesto gdje mi također želimo da idemo.
You have to understand each one of you has a unique position.
Morate shvatiti, svako od vas ima jedinstven položaj.
You are a spirit soul.
Vi ste duhovna duša.
You are eternal.
Vi ste večni.
Even Suki.
Čak i Suki.
Also Murali.
Murali.
Everyone. Zahale. We are an eternal spirit soul.
Mi smo večne duhovne duše.
We are meant to go back home, back to Godhead.
Mi treba da se vratimo nazad kući, nazad Bogu.
This movement is called back to Godhead.
Ovaj pokret se naziva nazad Bogu.
You can go anywhere you want as a soul.
Vi kao duša možete otići gdje god želite.
Now we are here in Beograd.
Mi smo sad ovdje u Beogradu.
Tired and covered with the Balkanitska mentalitetska. Or we may be in Germany covered with a German mentality. But Krishna explains, according to where we put our attention, that's where we go.
Ali Krishna objašnjava shodno tome gdje mi usredsredimo našu pažnju, tuda ćemo, tamo ćemo otići.
You can become a devata.
Možete postati devata.
You can also become a ghost.
Možete također postati duh.
You can remain on the platform of the human being.
Možete ostati na nivou ljudskog bića.
You can, according to your worship, you go there.
Shodno vašem obožavanju, vi idete tamo.
I think many of you have seen our guitarist yesterday.
Mislim da su mnogi od vas vidjeli naše gitariste jučer.
He was like the incarnation of the guitarist, isn't it?
Of the incarnation of the
guitarist. Always smiling and dancing. In Novi Sad he was much wilder. He kneeled down on the stage.
On sad bio taki divlji fight na pozemici.
Do you know, he practices every day for 8 hours guitar playing.
Da li znate da on svakoga dana veže po 8 sati gitaru?
8 hours, sometimes 10. Like it was Swami.
8 sati ponekad čak i 10, ali je Swami skoro.
He wants to become a very great guitarist.
On želi da postane veoma veliki gitarista.
And there is no doubt in my mind that he will become it.
I u moje umovu nema uopće sumnje da će on prije postati.
Maybe not in this situation here in Belgrade, because when he plays now he gets 5 marks, njemečka marka, for one evening.
Možda ne u ovoj situaciji ovdje u Belgradu, jer on kada svira dobija sve mu reče po 5 maraka.
Maybe not here in this life he will become the second Jimi Hendrix.
Možda ne u ovom životu da će on postati drugi Jimi Hendrix.
Because he is just putting his mind so much into it, he will just need to have a change of body, then he will get a nice American body.
Zato što on toliko se sredio svoj um na to, on potrebno je da promeni telo, da će možda dobiti neko američko telo.
And then he will become the super Sasha.
Ja mislim da postati super Sasha.
The super Sasha. The next life there will be a fighting machine. Yes, even as an in the embryo, then it will go like much. And as a baby, when they hear the mother and father quarrel, they will crawl out of the thing and just to boom, fly out of the window.
Onda će majka shvaći, onda će ona izaći iz svoje kolike i samo udariti oca da ga doma kada se voze.
So, Medjutim, every material desire which you have, you have to come back in this miserable material world and take on a miserable body.
Međutim, za svaku želju koju imate, morate ponovo uzeti materijalno telo i vratiti se u ovom svijetu.
There you experience happiness and distress.
Gdje doživljavate sreću i nesreću.
Old age and death.
Starost, smrt.
You have to eat and sleep and go to the toilet.
Morate da jedete, da spavate i da idete u toilet.
And pay taxes.
I da plaćate takse.
And look TV.
Is
it just not worth to really endeavor in this material world?
Nije vredno zapravo truditi se u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
No, we should fix our mind on Krishna.
Ne, mi trebamo da se razvijemo naš um na Krishna.
Learn about our spiritual home.
Da saznamo o našem duhovnom svijetu.
And go there.
I da odemo tamo.
We must do this.
Mi moramo to uraditi.
We cannot tolerate how our material mentalities just push us back into just a very, you know, unenthusiastic form of devotion and service.
I mi ne smijemo da tolerišemo kako nas naš we cannot tolerate how our
Materialistički
mentalitet gura na dole u neentuzijastični oblik služenja.
Let us not be half dead devotees.
Nemoj biti polumrtve bhakte.
Who only take one part of Krishna consciousness.
Koji uzimaju samo jedan deo svesnosti Krishna.
That's the prasadam aspect. Let us also understand that the whole world waiting of devotional service.
Shvatimo također da postoji čitav svet vedeno služenja koji nas čeka.
And enter there.
I uzimo tamo.
Yesterday I had a very nice discussion with one devotee who was saying the Beograd temple is so nice.
Juče sam imao jedan interesantan razgovor sa jednim baktom koji je rekao Beogradski hram je tako fini.
Devotees are so warm-hearted.
Bakte su tako toplog srca.
Totally different from Germany.
Potpuno se razlikuju od Nemaca.
But I am afraid.
Ali ja se plašim.
Because I might become comfortable.
Jer mogu, možem da postoji udobno.
And go back into my material mentality.
I mogu se vratiti nazad u svoj materijalni mentalitet.
Therefore I just want to do my service as a book distributor.
I stoga ja želim samo da radim i službu kao sankitana.
That's very nice. We must have such a service that we can take responsibility.
Mi moramo imati takvu službu u kojoj mi možemo preuzeti odgovornost.
Like also Hrana Sajiva.
Kao i Hrana Sajiva.
I want to tell you the beginning of Hrana Sajiva because it is not so much known.
Ja želim da mi ispričam o početcima Hrane Sajiva jer nije on se malo zna.
The devotees had just completed their temple in Sridhar Mayapur, you know, this first four-story house building, which is now a guest house, but which used to be a temple. The first floor used to be the temple.
Bani su upravo završile u Mayapuru kuću koja je sada, koja ima četiri sprata i koja je sada za goste, ali pre prvi sprat, kada je bio sam prvi sprat, bio hram.
It is now called the Lotus Building.
Sada se naziva Lotusova zgrada.
Do you know this building?
Da li znate tu zgradu?
Who was in Mayapur?
Koji bi je Mayapur?
Yeah. You know this building? The first building, yes. So, they had a very nice feast.
Oni su imali veoma lep feast.
And Srila Prabhupada, after eating with the devotees, went up to his room.
Srila Prabhupada nakon što su častili sa baktom otišao na sobu.
And the devotees all went to take a little rest because it was a real big feast.
I bakti su svi otišao da se malo odmori pošto je bio veoma veliki feast.
So Prabhupada heard from his room, this was, I remember it was upstairs, where Jayakataka Maharaj is staying now.
Yes.
He was disturbed.
Srila Prabhupada je u svojoj sobi u kojoj je sada otac Jayakataka Maharaj bio veoma uznemiren.
When he looked down, he saw where the devotees had put their leaf blades.
I onda kada je pogledao ovdje, vidio je da tamo gdje su bakte ostavile svoje listove.
There were 20 dogs fighting with a few village kids for the remnants which were on the leaf blades, which were stuck there.
To su bili istovi kao tamiri koji služe. Bilo je 20 pasa koji su se tukli zajedno sa tom decom oko ostataka hrane.
And when Prabhupada saw this, he immediately called all the GBC men.
Kada što Prabhupada to video, odmah je pozvao sve GBC ljude.
And you know, they were just lying happily on the left side. But when Prabhupada, when they heard the Prabhupada wanted to immediately see them, they all just came to Prabhupada on the roof.
Ali kada su, oni su srećno leželi na svojoj levoj strani, ali kada su čuli da što Prabhupada žele da ih vidi, odmah su privodili njegu sobu.
And Prabhupada looked down and he had actually tears in his eyes.
Što Prabhupada je pogledao dole i imao je suze u očima.
Just see this.
Pogledajte ovo.
These children are fighting with the dogs to eat something.
Ovo djeca se tuku sa psima, ne bi nešto pojeli.
We must immediately feed them.
Moramo odmah biti nahranjeni.
So wandering down, put all the children together and gave them whatever was there.
I onda neko skrčao dole i sakupio svu djecu i dao im što je već bilo sa njim.
And immediately we must feed all these people.
I odmah morao nakraniti sve.
No one within 10 miles circumference of the temple should go hungry any longer.
Niko 10 u okrugu 10 kilometra ne može da resno da ostane glada.
And when Prabhupada used the word immediately, it meant it was better than yesterday.
I kada je Šrila Prabhupada upotrebio reč odmah, to znači da je bolje, da je trebalo se uradi juče.
It meant today was too late.
Što je značilo, danas je već kasno.
But of course we couldn't arrange it so fast, so the next day we had a huge pot, like a bowl full of, a bit like a bowl full of kitchery, and we cooked it and distributed it.
Jedan smo već sljedećeg dana, pošto nismo mogli tako brzo da sve uredimo, imali ogroman lonac kao čamac, pun kitrija i onda smo odjelili.
And then he gave, Prabhupada gave the motto.
I onda je Prabhupada dao motto.
Krishna is the Supreme Father.
Krishna je svevišnji otac.
And all living entities are his children.
A sva živa bića su njegova deca.
So it cannot be tolerated that in the presence of the Father the children remain hungry.
Onda ne samo da tolerišemo da u prisustvu oca deca ostane gladna.
Very nice motto.
Veoma lepo motto.
And therefore Prabhupada also immediately wrote to all the temples that whoever comes to the temple must get samsara.
Onda je Prabhupada pisao odmah svim hramima da kogod dođe u hram mora da dobije prasadu.
Puri, sapći and halava. That's the minimum three things.
Minimum tri stvari. Puri, sapći i halavu.
Halavu. Halavu. So and then he said, we should have, in every 10 miles, we should have a food distribution center all over India. That will change the face of India.
I onda je rekao da na svaki 10 milja treba da imamo centri za distribuciju hrane.
Because anyone who gets prasadam in his mouth, he will be greatly benefited.
To će potpuno promijeniti Indiju, jer svako ko dobije prasadam u usta, svako ko se prasadam će napredovati imati dobro biti.
So we should fix on this. We should either become book distributors or Kramasa Jeeva distributors or what else do we have? Ticket distributors.
Sada treba da se usresredimo, treba da postanemo ili delioci knjiga, ili delioci hrane za život, ili delioci karata.
But we are a mercy movement.
Ali mislim poput milosti.
If you always think only about yourself and what you like,
ako mislite samo na sebe, na ono što vi volite,
it will be very difficult for you to find a place in this movement.
Mislim da je veoma teško za vas da nađete mjesto u ovom pokretu.
And problems are not solved by thinking about yourself and your so-called desires.
I problemi se ne rješavaju na taj način što mislite o vama samima i o vašim takozvanim željama.
Problems are solved if you start to think of the benefit of others.
Problemi se rješavaju kada počnete da mislite na dobrobit drugih.
Several as further minded person has to think like this. Para upaka.
Osoba koja je duhovno ima duhovno razumevanje treba da razmišlja na takav način.
He becomes happy if he can do something for others.
Ona postaje srećna ako može da uradi nešto za druge.
Material concept is totally different.
Materijalni koncept je potpuno različit.
Let the other suffer.
Neka drugi pate.
Just to see that is already a great cause of pleasure for me.
Čekaj, samo i da vidim to, to je veliko zadovoljstvo za mene.
Better that I can make it just a holiday, you know, just to see others suffer.
Neko može da nekome može to bude kao odmor, razonoda, samo da vidi kako drugi pati.
In Makedonija I saw this.
To sam vidio u Makedoniji.
We were on the TV and just before we were on, they had this reality TV. Reality TV.
Documentary?
It's a document, I'm sorry, I thought you wouldn't understand reality TV. It's a new form of TV. It's just a documentary and it says no comment. So they showed this from Sarajevo.
Kad su bili u Skopju na televiziji pre nas, pre što mi nastupili, bilo je to, ne znam što se zove, to je, idu samo slike bez komentara.
Yeah, live.
Uživo, kao dokumentarno iz Sarajeva.
And they see this now, they are for 2 hours. They see just this, for instance, a street and people walk over the street and then they are shot.
I onda recimo vidite ljudi, to slika ljudi idu ulicom i onda samo neko dođe i upuca ih.
And then they, you know, they put the microphone to the shot victim, and they go like, you know, they really suffer.
Ja stavim mikrofon tim ljudima koji su ranjeni i onda oni jaučuju i oni stvarno pate.
I saw a blonde lady and she was there lying and bleeding on the street, and they didn't take the camera off of her. They were just going on and on how she was suffering.
Vidio sam jednu plavu gospođu koja je ležala na ulici i oni uopšte nisu nota bi bila kamera na njoj zaozira što je napatila.
People feel this is very interesting to see.
Ljudi osjećaju to veoma interesantno da vidim.
Let
us go on. Let us
see this. How others are suffering.
And
then after this, they had this Australian comic, when you know that a car exploded, and he just lighted his cigarette in the explosion, and everyone laughed.
Nakon toga je neki australijski crtani film.
He looked like a monkey, like a mormon.
Kao neki koji izgleda kao majmun je došao, kola se eksplodirala i onda je došao i zapalio svoje cigare.
When the explosion was going on, yeah.
Na tu vatru koji je eksplodirala.
So, you can see the level of these people.
I svi ljudi su se smejali. Možete vidjeti minuti tu.
Reality TV. So, a devotee thinks different.
Ali bakar drugačije razmišlja.
Or if he doesn't think, at least he tries to act different.
Ili ako ne misli, onda barem pokušava da deluje drugačije.
And then all problems are solved.
I onda su svi problemi rešeni.
So I want to end here the lecture. Let us not take questions at this time.
Zato da završim lekciju, ne bih uzimo sad pitanja.
If you have any questions, please come on Wednesday evening. I thought we will have a longer class because on Thursday morning at around 4 o'clock I want to start from here early in the morning.